Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahand. I don't know what I was about to come out of my mouth. My co something. It was like co
Cohort.
cohort, probably. But Tracy, yay, how you doing?
We don't have Tiffany
We
today.
don't. She's doing Friday the 13th stuff.
Yeah.
You
I didn't
know?
realize how many Friday the 13th we have this year, but
Are there quite a few?
it looked like it. I was going through the calendar because my one of my kids, his birthday is on the 13th,
Mm.
and I was going through and marking the birthdays on the new year because I hadn't done that yet. And his is on a Friday the 13th, and I was like, oh, wonder how many of those are there are this year. So we might just have to get into a groove with it because we'll be here on Fridays.
Yes, we will. And
Yeah.
I'm
He's
grooving
grooving.
it.
Yeah. So next year, or next year, next month is also a Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay. There we go.
And yeah.
Yeah,
So
because March always duplicates February, unless it's a leap year.
unless it's a leap year.
Then
Yeah.
I'll grow it.
And oddly
So.
enough, all three of my kids, if I remember right, their birthdays always land on the same day of the week each year. So each of them has a birthday on
Oh.
a Friday this year.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I know Tiffany is exactly, her birthday is exactly 4 weeks after mine. And so ours falls on the same day of hers is just in a different month. But yeah.
Hey,
I planned
nice.
that, or she planned it. One of us planned that, whatever.
So that
Let's
we
make
can
this
all
easy to
celebrate
remember or
this.
something. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm going to say to everyone, please bear with me because I'm going to play the role of Tiffany today, and shout out your locations and questions. So
Yeah,
today,
so be sure and tell us where you're
oh
from.
yeah, you do
Yeah, tell
that
us
and
where
then
you're
I'll do
from.
mine.
Shine your light. That's so important. So Tracy can acknowledge you, but just shining your light is huge. It lets everybody else know that they're not alone, but it's also strengthening that grid. It just keeps adding more and more power to it, and that's huge. We're going to understand really how huge that is.
Yeah.
Someday.
Shine your lights. Tell me where you're from. Now, when you go to ask your questions, I want capitalized Tiffany Imposter just for you. We want to know what your questions are. I'm going to be the one finding those and reading those. And so I'm multitasking on two screens here. So make it as easy as possible and capitalize. You can say Tiffany. I'll still know you mean. You know that's what you're doing, but you can put Tracy on there also, and put a little emojis and all the good things, so I know it's a question, especially for me that I know it's a question, because if you're just commenting on something, then I'm trying to read through it and also follow along with all the brilliant things that Julia is saying, and so I don't want to miss anything by reading something that was just a comment. I want a question. I want the questions. So
I mean,
that's.
sometimes comments, we really, we like to, we don't want to see your comments
Read
too,
a
but you
comment or two,
should do it.
but this way I know it's a question. Yeah.
And they still need to open up the, like when they, if they want to do questions, do they still need to open up the Facebooks or the whatever to make sure they're on our feed?
It would seem that's the smarter route to do it to ensure that we're getting them, because everything it's going live in multiple places, and then all those places bring it to one place for me to read the questions and the comments. So if you're on Facebook, please click it so it opens up in its full form to be sure to get your questions. If you're on my Facebook, I still cannot figure. I even tried again today, figure out how come it won't register the questions. I don't know. So
I
you're
think
gonna
it's
have to
a
go to my
Facebook
YouTube
thing.
page. YouTube, go to my
Oh, mine.
YouTube.
Or
Never mind. We'll get you over there. Anyways, find somewhere, get in there, ask your questions. We love having those questions. We love interacting with you. You guys ask some really cool questions that help
Yes.
us think outside of the box, and that's been a lot of fun. Last week we played with jingles. That was fun. But yeah, so there you have it. So, and I
Yeah.
don't know what the energy is doing because I was doing things all day long, and I looked over and saw, oh, she posted a new thing, and then I never got around to hitting play. So I don't know. I will read you the title though, because if I remember right, that was why I wanted to play it. Let's see what she put on there.
Before she says that, what do you feel like it is? Because I feel it's calmer. I mean, it's like there's little things, but it's like it's not, I don't feel anything chaotic. I don't feel, I mean, just off of my just my own observance, it's like looking out the window rather than looking at the weather channel. I mean, what is it you sense? I mean, on your own. And so I just feel like
Okay.
it's okay. It's calmer, but yeah, I just want to say it before. And she's going to come back with, it's going to be perfect.
Now I kind of want to open it.
Uh-huh.
So it says the veil is gone, end of Pisces confusion as new era, and then it stops off. So I am going to push play so that I can get to as new era of self-empowerment amplifies. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Profound shift in collective and personal consciousness as Saturn re-enters. I'm going to say this is Molly McCord, just to give her credit for what I'm reading. And it's on YouTube that I find this. Okay. Collective and personal consciousness as Saturn re-enters Aries and completes a decade-long cycle of outer planets moving through Pisces, reflecting on the period since 2003, Uranus, Chiron, and Neptune in Pisces awakened intuition, psychic sensitivity, spiritual growth, and deep healing. Oh boy, no kidding there. While also creating confusion, illusion, loss, and blurred boundaries that have made it difficult to see truth clearly. Now, as these Pisces energies fully dissolve, clarity, discernment, and self-empowerment rise.
That's
I'll leave it there.
what
There you go.
I'm feeling. Oh, there we go.
Illusions are going to fall away. Manipulation is exposed. Victim narratives lose traction, and people are seen for who they truly are.
Ooh, it's like we want that, but don't, but sometimes it's like it's alarming, it's shocking when we see what it is, but it's like, but we want it. We really want it. But it's like, don't, just kind of be prepared to maybe be shocked a little bit. But I bet you,
That's right.
if you're truthful, you already knew it. You had inklings, you had ideas. Now it's just being shown for the
Yeah.
truth.
It's really kind of cool because
Yeah, I don't know who needs that. Somebody's needing that. I don't know what's going to happen there. So somebody's, that's, anyway, that's on.
yeah, today I found out that somebody that was doing something sneaky got kind of caught and it got exposed.
Oh,
It's like, oh, that's
okay.
really good. Now it's starting to make sense. It's like, oh,
Yes.
they
Okay.
better watch out because it's going to keep happening. Very cool. I'm ready for that. Let the ones that don't want to play nice.
Yeah. Well, but say, so you said I'm ready for that, and that just keeps coming in. It's like we say, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that. I want that, but just know that it can be upsetting. It can rock the waves a little
Rock,
bit, and
yeah.
yeah. So just know that. I mean, and don't be surprised. But just be aware that this is what it is. It's just the truth coming out,
Have you
and
guys found
everything's.
yourself wanting the truth? Because now that we're saying that, I was like, I just really want to know the truth of this, of what's just show me what's really going on, or what's truth behind certain scenarios. And that was like 2 days ago. So that's interesting. Must have been feeling the energy shifting of showing us what's going on behind the scenes that we didn't see before. That's really cool. Shall we go find out where everybody's from? If you have
Yes,
anything that
let's
is there,
do.
put it in. Let's go find out. I go all the way back to the beginning. Okay, we've got Montreal.
Back.
I know, I was trying not to do that. If you guys are practitioners, you know what we just did. Okay, we got Montreal, Romania, Minnesota. We have Montana, Connecticut, Seattle, Colorado, UK, Georgia. Happy early Valentine's to you too.
Yes,
And
happy Valentine's.
then someone's happy Friday the 13th as well. Southern California, we have oh, we have, hey, Tracy and Julia. I'll be watching from Portland. Woo! That's right out by me. Thank you. Okay. We've got Colorado again, Virginia, Oregon again, Oregon, ooh, Seattle. We've got, they know I'm reading today, so they're all chiming in. That's what it is. We've got Cincinnati. We have, sorry, some of you guys are writing a little bit more before you get to where you're from. England, New Zealand, Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Ontario, Utah, Kansas City.
That one's getting in my neck of the woods.
It's getting closer to you, yes. Missouri,
Oh,
Florida,
that
even
one's, yep, there we
Spain.
go. Oh,
Yep. South Australia, Canada. It says New Market, Canada. That must be something I'm not familiar with. Interesting. Nebraska, Tennessee, Queensland, Australia. Hi, guys from Australia. North Wales, Chester, Pennsylvania, Canada, Nova Scotia, Canada. It's the full one. Michigan. Going down here, you guys are all over San Antonio.
cool.
We got more and more Australia, London, Canada, New York. We got a lot of Canada today. You guys are
Cool.
representing. We love you.
Woo.
Another Pennsylvania, Florida, South Texas. Let's see, Virginia, Arizona, another Portland. Woo! I can't even count those. We're getting up there. Melbourne, Australia, Maine, Kentucky, another Canada, Sydney, Australia, Michigan, and another Southern California, Detroit.
Cool.
You guys, you wore me out.
Everywhere,
Woo!
everywhere. Okay, the South Texas one. How South Texas are you? How South are
I
you in
think they put it
Texas?
on there. Hold on, hold on.
Oh, okay.
It was in the next comment down.
I used
Calgary?
to live in South
Oh, it's
Texas.
a different person. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering if you were as far south as I was, or if you are as I was. There we go.
I see. How far south were you?
I was very far south. Well, we'll just see. I mean, it goes down to a point. So it's like,
That's true. Is that the point?
I wasn't
All
all the way to the
right.
point, but I was close.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got people are still coming in more. Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma,
Love
you guys,
it.
Hungary.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, all over. Cool. Very cool. All right. So I don't have any epiphany stories to tell, I don't think. Usually I kind of jump into something that happened throughout my week that evolved into an understanding or.
Well, how about we look at my conundrum right now?
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of things going on. Why do I wait? And maybe this is what you were doing too. And maybe a lot of people do this, the renovating house and stuff like that. I see it's like I want to do things, but I tend to wait until I'm pushed to do it. That may be a theme of mine. I don't know. But I've been thinking about it might be good to, the guest bathroom is tiny. It is so tiny, and it's supposed to be servicing like three bedrooms, and it's like, I mean, I live alone, so I mean, it's like it's no big deal for me. It's great for guests and stuff like that. But if that were really, if the house was being used the way it had been intended, it would have been
Yeah,
just
the
a
most
tiny little
people are
bathroom.
using the tiny bathroom, and you've got the big one
Yeah,
for the
exactly.
primary. Yeah.
And so I kept thinking, well, I think I'd like to, and I did use it a few times, and I realized how small it was. I'm like, oh my God, this is a horrible experience for anybody that comes over here. So I think it would be nice to, maybe because it butts up to the utility room that is right next to it and everything. I thought maybe it'd be nice to push that wall out a little bit and make that bathroom, take the tub out and just make it a walk-in shower, make it really nice and big and really nice. And I just kept toying with that idea. And then things have happened. There are two things that are going on. So I'm first going to talk about the renovation. It happened that, I mean, from a water heater that ruptured years ago, I mean, easily 10 years ago, probably, was repaired. I mean, it wasn't repaired. It was taken out and replaced and all that fixed. But apparently the leak was much more extensive than I realized, and it caused mold in there. And now I'm dealing with the mold. It's come in, it's like it's causing health issues for my cat. And so that got my attention. I was actually when the second cat started having some like sneezing and stuff. I'm like, okay, there's more to this. Plus, Tiffany was not letting up. And she's like, I think you have mold. I think you have mold. She just kept pushing it. So I've got a mold inspector out. And yeah, sure enough. And it's in that wall. And anyway, so I've got my handyman's been out here and he tore down that wall. And, that's between there. And so we could get all the mold out, right? Do all that and everything. And it was like, well, in that process, because of some other things, he's like, "Have you ever thought of moving this wall?" And I'm like, "As a matter of fact, I have." And so, because we have it all out, now it's a perfect time to go ahead and renovate this part. Now, that's one thing. Okay, so that's cool. I mean, it's not necessarily a cool way to do it. I mean, but it was like, okay, being pushed. Doing it because it's being pushed to do it. Now, here's what happened. He took that wall out, and part of what I mean, this is probably the most complicated wall in the entire house because it has the HVAC system, all the plumbing for the washer and the washer, the shower that was there, everything, and the hot water heater that is it's now an on-demand heater. So it's all the plumbing is right there in that wall. And to move that over a foot is seems like it shouldn't be much, but it's huge. Okay. And anyway, so he takes this wall down. Now we're trying to figure out how to do everything. Well, long story short, okay, the thermostat to the heater, it just stopped working one day, and I go, okay, what's happening with that? And so I played with it. I thought maybe he did something, he turned it off. And I went there, no, it wasn't turned off. It was just like it shut itself down, and I think it was just overrunning and stuff. So anyway, I reset it. I turned it off, and it reset, and it came back, and it was working fine. The next day, he comes out to do some more work. Something happened to that thermostat. And it stopped working. And there's no heat. And so I've been without heat for about 3 days. And he went and got a new thermostat and having the hardest time getting that thing to work. Now it's like one thing leads to another, to another, to another. And it's like, what is going on? So that's where I'm really trying. I'm wondering, it's like, okay, so what do you think that is about? Because the house is our body, just like our car is our body, and our body is our body. So what, it's like there's no heat. Now I've been making do with a space heater, and that's, I've been able, and luckily the temperatures that came up, I mean, it's been really nice weather. So I'm so glad it's not the sub-zero temperatures we had just, a little over a week ago. But any ideas on what the whole, because it's the thermostat, the heater will work. If it can make the connection, it's the things we're trying to fix out or figure out. It's the communication from the thermostat to the heater. That's where the problem is, because when we make it connect, it works. But we've just got to get another part to do that. But it's like, but what is going on with the thermostat? So any thoughts out there? I'm not technical, not technological, none of those. Metaphysically, what do you think? Any ideas? What is that trying to tell me?
All right, that's going out to you guys.
I want to hear your thoughts because this is definitely something.
No
The
kidding.
renovation I get, I mean, that's good. It's like it's renovate. That's always good to start, redo and renew and things like that. And that's that. But what is it about the heat?
So, you guys, you know I'm the one reading all these comments coming in. So, if you have a comment about what you think the heat thing is, put heat in capital letters so I know you're commenting on Julia's question to you. It will help me because there's a lot of comments coming in, and I'm like, is that a question? Is that a.
And maybe that's another thing. Are you guys seeing things like this? Are you, because I know you've been doing renovations in your house, Tracy. Maybe it's something, maybe that's part of the shifting of from the signs and the years and blah, blah, blah. Maybe there's something with that where it's like, hey, we're just renewing, we're doing all these things. We're leaving from this other sign into this fire horse where it's like, let's go. Let's make things happen.
We already have, is the thermostat like a thyroid? It regulates.
It would regulate. Exactly. It does regulate. And it's just not working. I mean, it's just he's not getting the wires. There's something connection there. So it has to do with that connection. But I like that. I was just thinking that too. Regulator, it's kind of regulating the heat.
Yeah. What needs to be turned up in your life? Ooh, fire
Turn
energy.
up the heat. Ooh.
I like this. This is getting good. There's a communication breakdown. So where else are you seeing communication breaking down?
Love it. Okay. Thank you. Because, see, I need, because sometimes when you're right in the middle of it, it's a little hard to see it. And so I really appreciate your perspectives.
I
Give me some
know. I
to
was
think
just
about.
talking about that with someone. You know, it's like I'm sitting there going, "Oh, but in your language, you're using these words and da da da." And I'm like, and they're like, "Oh, I can't believe I did that again." So don't worry, I do it all the time too. It's like when it's easy
Yeah.
to hear it when someone else is doing it, but when we're doing it, we don't always catch it. So it
Exactly.
is nice to have someone else jump in.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Okay, from a food safety supervisor point of view, temperature and lack of controlling it breeds bacteria and lets it grow, intertwines both your issues. Interesting. Okay, so where are we going with that, Candace? What do you, okay, so
But
here's
she
a
said
friend.
one thing that was interesting, their lack of control, or the control word. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, you do. You have a lack of control for that temperature. Okay, we're getting somewhere. And central per heat. Thank you guys for putting heat there first. It's helping. Maybe it's the plans in your okay, maybe it's the plans in your mind that you want to get done, like how the communication system isn't connecting. The thoughts need to connect to action. Also, heat in the home is comfort to me. Oh,
Comfort.
what's not comfortable? Well, you're going to be more comfortable when it's all done because you're going to have that bigger bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that could be taken into the equation too, is that this bathroom seems small to you.
It is. It's tiny. You used it. You were there.
I don't
It's
remember
tiny,
it being
isn't
that I mean it was a bathroom.
it?
But you're right. You know, if it was a full house of people living there, you're right.
It
It was
wouldn't.
fine for company.
Right.
But if a full house of people is living there, it is. It's a small bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, this is interesting. Perhaps it's time to see a classical acupuncturist and see where your own heat element is. And they can tell you where your heat element is?
Because that's what it's all about. It's about the flow. Yes, I couldn't give you everything, but right now, but yes, they do.
Wouldn't
They are
that
working
be
with the meridians and
something if you went and had acupuncture done and then your thermostat started connecting again?
Wouldn't it?
You would definitely have to come back and tell us all about that. I like this suggestion. Okay. Okay, what are you heated up or fired up about that you're not communicating? Okay. Maybe something that you don't even know it's happening
It
yet.
could be. I don't know. It's something I can't even talk. See, I can't communicate.
Exactly. Oh, Fawn's saying heat. Okay, I love the heat. Is it a reminder to release control? Well, she doesn't have control.
I don't have it. I don't know that I'm trying to. I feel like I've done really well at releasing control and a lot, just. I mean, I'm not near as controlling as I used to be. I don't think I am. I feel like I've let loose of that, delegated a lot, and pretty much laid back anymore.
I think it's more about the communication piece because without the communication to the furnace, you can't get heat in
Right.
the
It's
home.
just like it's not communicating. And
At
well, what he
least
found
yours
today was
won't.
this
Is there
this
anywhere
piece.
else where you're being left out in the cold? Because that's what's happening. It's leaving you in the cold. You're not having.
Well, not really, because I have a space here. I'm taking that with me. Like, I put it in the bedroom at night. And I put it, so I'm making it work.
Vanessa's saying, I thought it was just my body going through changes. Yes. And is your house reflecting it too, Vanessa? Because
really.
ours are. Are there filters that can cause trip of the breakers? If not, Breathing right. Tiffany said
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, the
she was.
filters, if they're clogged, they'll shut it down. But it's not that because it's been, I mean, we have everything pulled completely off and it runs. The fans blow,
Without blockages.
it just doesn't blow hot air. It blows cold air if you turn the air on, but it does not blow hot air when you turn the heat on. So it's something with, yeah, anyway. Okay. But anyway, this is good because I just wanted to kind of get some insights into, because that's it all goes back to it's trying to tell me something, it's reflecting something of me. And so I really like these perspectives. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I'm going to remind everybody I'm the one reading the questions today because Tiffany's out celebrating Friday the 13th. So if you can, it's okay if you still put Tiffany, but make sure that you're making it capital so I know it's questions because I'm trying to navigate that and have a conversation at the same
Yeah,
time.
so anybody have any questions on anything or any areas you'd like to navigate? What's going on in your life that you wonder about now? Because see, I show you how the house can reflect things for me. This is how it does it. If there's anything going on with your house, your car, your life, these are reflections of you, things that you're wanting to work on for yourself. So what have you got going on? Is there anything else, anything you'd like to probe? Or anything else?
Okay, so we have someone in here asking, how do you release trauma from the body?
yeah, okay. It's one by acknowledging it, and it sounds like you are. I know there's like a breathe into it and all these things, but it's like, where is it coming from? I'm gonna tap in here in a minute. It's not jumping in right now, but they keep saying don't avoid it. It's asking it. Okay, you got to talk to it. It's just like anything else, like an illness. I'm not saying trauma is an illness. It's you tr approach it the same way, the same with fear, the same as anything you look at. So like I can be doing that with this heater situation. You talk to it. What are you trying to tell me? So the trauma, it's something that happened. You're storing it because you're not looking at it. You're not trying to learn from it. The situation happened to learn from. You chose that experience so you could learn something from it. And if until we're in that place or that we can look at it like that, because we tend to things like that is like we just want to shut down and I want to hide from it and I don't want to, that was just a horrible thing. And so I'm going to store it. And it's going to store until you're ready to look at it. And by asking that question, it sounds like you are ready to look at it. When I say I want to release it, it means I want to look at it. I want to understand it. And I want to let it go. Now you may not be, but that's what you're saying. We might say, I just want it to go away. Well, you've got to understand it. It won't go away until you understand it and get what it's trying to teach you. So if you want to understand what something's trying to teach you, then ask it, what do you want me to know? What are you trying to, what else do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to understand? What am I trying to learn from this? You created this situation to learn. So the question is, what am I trying to learn? And when you get there, see, you're out of the victimhood. You're out of I'm a victim of this trauma. I'm a victim of all these things. You're not a victim. Someone that had a situation. You're someone that had something happen, and now you're trying to understand what it was, why you had it, and what you're trying to learn from it. As soon as you shift the question and you move to that place, see, it's the whole thing is different. You have a different perspective. Everything. You're no longer a victim ever. It's okay. I had a situation and I'm trying to learn from it. See that? Then it becomes purposeful. When you're a victim, there's no purpose. It's like, why me? Why? You're stuck in that loop. But now that you're going, oh, it's there to learn from. Now it has purpose. And now you can let go of all the junk that came with it, that you stored with it, that you associate with it. So just really look at it. Look at it in the eyes. What are you trying to tell me?
I have
What
to agree.
do you want
Yeah, don't run from it. Like you
Yeah.
were saying, you can't pretend it's not there because then it's going to get louder.
Yes.
So the fact that you are recognizing there's trauma, and I believe it was how do you release it from the body? And I was in a session the other day where the client said, we won't release it, we'll heal it, like the SC. not releasing it, we're healing it. And that came to my when I read that, and I'm like, oh, don't release it, heal it. You know, it's going to heal it by looking at it and doing those steps that you're talking about, and it heals it to the origin of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, when you understand it, see, understanding brings healing. It's that simple. It's so many, we just don't want to look at it. And you have to look at it to understand it. But you look at it with all emotions removed, you look at it from a different perspective, you get that 30,000 view of it, 30,000 foot view, where you don't see all the details and all the ugliness and everything. You just, oh, okay, this was going on here so that I could learn this or whatever. You know, you just, it's all
Yeah.
emotions removed.
Get the bigger picture. And that's fun to do. It's like, you know, last week I think I was talking a little bit about the stuff going on. There was life was happening, that kind of stuff. And when I rose above it, I was like, you know, if I hadn't started doing this and then this didn't happen and then that didn't happen, then this wouldn't have fell into place. You know, everything, like it tracked back, like all the things. It's kind of like that statement. Think about all the people in this world that had to get together in order to create you.
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of
absolutely.
a fun thing to think about, isn't it? It's like all those
Not by
ancestors,
chance.
yeah, that had gotten together just to create you, you know. So,
And you realize it was no accident.
yeah, no accident, and everything's like that. It's like, oh, all the synchronicities that play to make this one moment happen just right. It's pretty cool. So get the bigger picture and follow that, see what comes to you with that. That's really cool. Okay, I haven't got to read through this one yet. But I do like the heavenly Tiff Tiff, and Tiffany is not with us today, but I'm serious, Tiffany.
She's channeling Tiffany.
I am going to channel Tiffany in right now. Okay, it says, I am a QHHT practitioner. At some point, I started seeing auras around my clients. You know what? That happens to me too. About 2 inches around the head and shoulders. Is this normal? What? Well, there you go. Yes, happens to me too. What is the normal?
Are very abnormal because Tracy doesn't do it.
But what is normal anyway, right? So my clients sit across from me, and the wall behind them is blank. It's the same color. And I wear glasses, but I don't wear them on here because I can see everything in it, and I don't like bifocals, so I take them off because they're for distance. So when I'm at the end of my interview, when I'm taking notes and then I'm looking at them, you know, I took the glasses off, so now they're kind of fuzzy, and I will see all kinds of auras around them. It's kind of fun. You know, that's some a gift for you. You know, it tells you a little bit about your client, but it's something for you, not
Yeah,
necessarily.
and for how why it's happening. I mean, look at the energy you're in. I mean, and that's showing you again, you know, so many people think they have to do a long distance call or they're doing this big effort to go get that SC or that higher self, and it's like it's showing the higher self is always there. That
Right there.
energy is right there, and these are things that happen by being in that. We develop ourselves as practitioners just by being in that wonderful energy. So
Yes.
it's advantageous for the client as well as our, you know, ourselves as well as the client.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So,
Don't be surprised if you
I'm
have
guessing there's a
more
lot of
things.
people that can see things. There was one time when I was working on somebody in this little orb, and I've never had it happen again, but I watched it, and it went to all it was like hitting all the chakras, and it was moving
Oh,
around.
cool.
And I'm asking the client, so what's happening now? Well, it's working on the heart chakra. And the orb was right by the heart chakra. And I'm like, and then the orb moved. And so I was like, and now what's happening? And they would tell me the same spot the orb moved to. Never again have I had that happen, but man, I thought I was really going to, oh my God, is this going to be a new thing? I get to see
Yeah, that's
this.
so cool.
I wish it was, and maybe it'll come back, but that was really extraordinary. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh my God, while you were doing that, I was seeing this orb move around and work on you. I mean, what confirmation do you need more than that? It's like I could physically see it. So thank you for sharing your aura story with us, and keep doing the good work. Wonderful. Okay,
Yeah,
let's
man,
see.
don't be surprised if more abilities
Yeah.
start coming in.
So, and remember, we just read that the veil, there's no more veil, which
No
we
more
say,
veil.
we've
I
been
love
saying
that. That
that
was
a
a
lot.
declaration.
Yeah, no more veil. So we're going to be seeing more and more things like that. And we've talked about that. You know, we're going to start experiencing things different, seeing things different, having more awareness or understanding of things that we were like, why do I know this, right? Okay, so I'm looking for another little thing. You're watching me scroll, looking for capital Tiffany or here's one that says question. What is real and what is not real about this reality? All of it.
All of
Like
it,
you're experiencing it, so that makes it real, but it's not real. I can't help but just think about it like this is an organic playground. Like, you know, we have all these video games, and now that, you know, remember when we were little and video games were like Pong or Bink, Bink, you know, and now they're 3D video games. Well, this is an organic playing field, and we bring our consciousness into these bodies and play these lives out. So it's
Yeah, I think
real.
we're trying to show
Experiencing it.
ourselves what is real, what we're actually doing by
Yeah.
these things. We have all the clues around us. It's like this
It's
is.
always talking to us. And it's kind of fun. I had someone do this the other day. When I was talking to her, I said, go outside and just for just a few seconds and find five things that stand out to you and come back in. And she did that. And we're just sitting there talking about it. And like, she had a fire pit and a fence and things like that. And it's like, okay, so what does the fire pit mean to you? And so I was just having her just ask, what is the fire pit want me to know? And there was this really cool answer. You know, it's like,
There you go.
release something that she needed to release. And I was like, oh, okay. Are you going to do that? Oh yeah, I'm going to write that down and put it. She was going to actually write it down, put it in the fire pit and let it go. And I'm like, cool. You know, we went through each thing and it was something, it's just always there, right? So you
Always.
guys right now, just look around where you're sitting. Five things that stand out to you, and then ask what those messages are from those things that stand out. I do it when I'm driving to the office. I'm like, okay, what do you guys want me to know today? And I'll look for things that just kind of are a little bit off or draw my attention or whatever. And then when I get to the office and I ask what those were for, and it's kind of a fun thing to do. So just one of those things. So
It
everything
gets
is
you
real
looking
and nothing is
beyond.
real.
Yeah, it gets you looking beyond what, whatever. There's always more. There's always something behind it. It's not just the surface.
Once we open that door for them to talk to us, them being even your higher self, I'm of the belief that our spirit guides are other versions of us from other lifetimes that we're connecting to. Star beings, same thing, other aspects of ourselves that we're connecting to. The angelics, maybe they're on their own little playing field, but I feel like we have connections to those realities as well from other lifetimes. So, you know, you got so much out there that you can just access and ask and find out what is in your reality. And that's why we can play with how we respond to this reality and how we're experiencing it.
That's why we say it's malleable. See, it's not real. It's an illusion. It's because you can maneuver it. You can change it. It's not just black and white, and this always means this, and this is always this. It's
Yeah.
what mood you're in today. It's how you're feeling. That's what all that means. None of it's real. None of it's solid. It feels solid. But it's not solid in the way that this is always this, that kind of thing. These things are maneuverable.
They are. And I know in some situations that might be hard to grasp, but play with it a little bit. What if you could make it different? What would you want it to be? And just see what happens. Okay, let's see what else we got. We're being congratulated for 100 chats in the chat room. Good job, you guys.
Yay.
Let's see. I'm going to read through this real quick. Okay, Tiffany.
Yes, Tiff, butterfly Tiff.
Had what I thought was a dream, but no one from my present life was in it. The experience I was in caused me to feel panic, and then I heard a voice saying, "Leave this timeline." Much more vivid and detailed than a dream. Was I actually in another timeline or a dream? Well, we like to talk timelines here, and that's from
Yes.
Pat.
Well, and what's the difference between a dream and timeline?
Yeah, interesting that you were being told to leave the timeline. So one of the things we were talking about is how I think it was a couple of weeks ago, is it just kind of experiencing like every day I'd wake up with a different thought. You know, it's like, oh, I want to move next day. I don't want to move. Then the next day, oh, I want to move, but I don't want to move there. I want to move there. Then the next day I'd be like, no, I want that place. Then the next day I'd be like, I don't want to move. And it was driving me nuts. So I was like, anchor in on something. Why is every day I have something different in my head? And so I asked, and they said, well, you're experiencing three different timelines, but you're going to create a fourth timeline out of those three. So you're bad. I think you're experiencing something like that where you were visiting one of these timelines. Maybe this is one that you're ready to leave and move into maybe something that feels better. I don't know. I hope you like the one you're in now. I mean, you have to. You're watching the Metaphysical Hour. How could
Yeah.
it
And that's one of the things
get
that we want to understand. Like we really understand it when we do QHHT sessions, is that when we come back out, it's reminding the person that you're visiting other timelines, other lives, other experiences, but you're back here, and this is the one that you're choosing to be in, choosing to be conscious in. That we can visit these others for information, but this is the one that we're focusing on. So that's what we do when we're in dreams and we're moving around to different timelines, to different experiences, but we come back to this one to experience consciously. So just kind of remember we'll be seeing other things, and they're helping us to understand this one better. This one's probably no more real than those, but this is the one that we're focused on consciously.
Lovely answer. Beautiful. Oh, I just realized I'm the one that's supposed to be looking for another. I'm already in Tiffany for the next one. All right, sparkly goddesses Tiffany and imposter Tracy. Thank you, Pawn. Loving the lifting of the veil. What would the councils like the collective to know about the energy of 2026, and how can we continue to support it? Nice question. So, what do the councils want us to know now that that veil's lifted? I'm looking at you.
At me?
Yeah, I'm the one asking the questions.
What do the councils want us to know? What was the rest of that? Say that again. Want us to know.
What would the councils like the collective to know about the energy of 2026?
I'm just seeing open. It's moving, free moving. It's like fast. Collective. I think it's what I got when we were first talking about everything moving in. I got this, it was like, go for it. It was just this thing of, there's nothing holding you back. Go for it. Just do it. So that's the same feeling. It's like this. And
Yeah.
we know we're seeing technology taking off, more other technology, so if it just, so I think in general, all of us can take advantage. Don't try to hold on anything. Just see where it goes. That could be some of my heating thing. Okay, so I'm trying to read into that too. It's like, oh, is that some of
Ooh.
that?
Did you just get your own answer?
I might have. I don't know.
Nice.
Because we're talking about control again. Don't try to control it. Allow it. Yeah, just go with it. But it feels like it's open and just free moving. Oh, it just feels so. It feels good, actually. It's like you're soaring and flying at top speed and just go.
I
And it
want
feels
to
good. It
ask
feels
you a
free.
question because you're not able to turn your heat on and you're in this nice little cherry place where you're getting a lot of information. Can you ask them if there is a reason why your atmosphere needs to be colder right now? Is temperature an influence of the frequencies?
When you added those extra words, it really complicated it. So I lost whatever was starting to come in.
Is there a reason why your atmosphere needs to be a little colder right now?
Free. I think, and
Oh.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's on.
So what I'm seeing is like, when we get a little colder, we kind of shift into another, like our bodies will do a certain thing to kind of hibernate a little bit and try to keep warm. And that's what I saw with that being, even with a space heater and stuff, you're still, other rooms of the house will be a little colder if you move around. There, to me, it seemed like there was something going on with that energy. Like you're going through a transformation, and
And
there's
it helps
something
you
with that.
cooler.
Yeah, and the energy being the atmosphere being a little cooler is helping you move navigate that
Does that go
transformation.
back to somebody else's comment? I'm just too hot to handle right now.
Just too hot to handle. And your house is going through a transformation, so that makes
Is
sense.
going through a transformation, yeah.
And your house is going through a transformation in a bathroom, which is water, emotion, that type of thing,
Yeah,
release.
water. Yeah, damage
And
again caused by water.
yeah, but okay, so there's something transformative with maybe the emotional body and being in that cooler temperature. And somehow, like when you're in lower frequencies and raise yourself up into a higher frequency, then that lower one can't follow because it doesn't resonate. Kind of makes me think of that, right? So whatever it is, something's falling away, transformation is happening. When it's all said and done, then you'll acclimate back into your
That sounds
new
good.
reality.
Yeah. I'm very well could be because I was just thinking because there we had to get rid of the mold, and it actually
Yeah, and the
mold, we
mold
got rid
could
of that, and
be
that's
that
trans and it's
stored emotion.
transforming, and yeah. So
Maybe. Anyways,
maybe
this
there's
is what
more going
we
on in
do.
my body than I realize.
This is what Julia and I do. We start going, oh, or maybe, and then we'll find something. But,
We'll know soon enough.
and for Fawn's question of what do the councils want us to know about 2026 is I do think that we are all going through some transformations and we're all entering into some new levels of understanding. I think there's going to be a lot of books or podcasts and different things coming out that's going to level us up in our understanding of the world and where we are going. Now, I guess I don't want to say it's teaching us, it's reminding us
Yeah,
because
it's
we
always
already know.
reminding.
It's always
Yeah.
reminding us. So, yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I was just saying something earlier. I was watching a video or something. I do all these tutorials and things like that. I mean, my spare time is spent. I mean, I do tax planning, I do tax training, I do insurance. I lead a really exciting life. But this was on something, another tutorial of something else I'm learning. And there was something, I don't even remember what it was about, but it was like within their explanation, all of a sudden it was like this flicker of remembrance. It was remembering something, and it was like something so big. And I think it has something, it was like letting us, it was, I couldn't even tell you what it was. I couldn't even describe it. It was just a flash. And I was aware of it at the time, but now I just know it happened, and that's it. But we get these things. These things are here for us. And it is. It's very much, it was remembering. That's how it felt. It's like I'm remembering something.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when that stuff kind of pops in. I'm just realizing our time. You guys had us so engaged that I felt like we've been here for 10 minutes and we only got 5 minutes left in the show. I'm loving this question. Just because I'm also considering moving. So I have this question, how can I stay in 5D frame of mind while trying to sell my house and dealing with the real estate market? Definitely 3D stuff. It's not going well and I'm feeling discouraged, but I'm trying to remain in my higher frequency. There's a whole bunch more to that, but I know that we want to answer this question, so
Yeah.
I'm going to stop reading there.
I think a lot of that is where you've been talking over the last several weeks about what you had to finally get to,
Yeah, I've
just
had to let go of my
releasing.
attachment.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly where I was going to go, Colleen. Let go of your attachment of it. And it's a lot, and you got people coming in your house, and of course, they're going to find all the things they don't like about it and be critical of it, because if they do make an offer, they want you to lower your price and all the things. So there's a lot that goes into this. When you don't care,
Yeah.
it makes it
And you just
easier.
know the right person that it's for will find their way to it, and then
Absolutely.
let go of it.
There's somebody lining up for it, and I know that you probably have your own hopes and dreams of where you want to go and what you want to do. And I just literally went through all that stuff, and then I went, I actually thought somebody else got the house that I wanted, and I had to go through that and let it go and just kind of grieve it. And I detached from it, and it was the best thing that could have happened because it didn't sell. So now I'm kind of like, okay, well, I'm not really ready to put mine on the market yet. So we're working on that. And that's what Julia and I were talking about, these home renovations, right? And then I leave for Egypt in a month. So it's like, well, now wouldn't be the time to put it on the market. I'm going to be gone. And so everything's going to happen when I come back. And it's like, you know what? That house might sell while I'm gone. And it's like, if it does, it wasn't my house.
Right,
And so,
exactly. Yeah.
and I'm okay with that. And I got to that place, but I did go through this to get there.
Yeah.
So, whatever you're going through with that, when someone says, how do I stay in 5D? You have to remember you're actually living in a 3D, bouncing back and forth in those dimensions.
Think we're
But
closer to 5D than you realize.
yeah, we're pretty steeped in the 5D these days. But allow yourself the emotions if they're coming in, because this journey to the new house, you're going to become a vibrational match to the new house by going through this journey and
Yes.
feeling and healing things and letting go of that discouragement and blah, blah, blah. Whatever's coming up for you, feel it, because it's part of that journey to the new place and being that energetic match for it.
Right.
Did I do okay? We got
Yeah,
2 minutes
that
left.
was
All right, what else do we want to add in? We got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes. Well, we can go ahead. Where can people find you, Tracy, if they would like to come and have a session with you?
If you'd like to have a session with me, go to qhhtofficial.com. I'm one of the level three practitioners. I'm outside of Portland, Oregon. And come see me, come have a session.
Yeah. And anything, I know we've been talking about QHHT somewhat on this or thing, and that's QHH, it's Quantum Healing Hypnosis Academy or Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. My mother, Dolores Cannon, created this through all of her years and years of hypnosis, and it connects you with your higher self. We're always connected. It just helps you communicate with your higher self and then recognize it and understand and get question answers to your questions. So it's a remarkable way to help people heal. Like we said, understanding things brings healing. And that's what these sessions are all about. It's understanding different scenarios in your life by getting different perspectives that may come from other lives, it may come from this life, or but it's definitely seeing it from different slants. And it's huge. So if that's something that you would like to do, is help people get answers to their questions that brings healing. Then you can go to QHHTofficial.com and we have our level one course. You learn everything from A to Z that mom, is teaching. I mean, it's everything she did in her sessions. It's where her sessions came from and all her books. That's what she was discovering all this information, all of these things. And then she started writing about it. So that's the kind of world that you can be in when you do
Yeah.
QHHT. And if you would like to do the level one course, Tracy has a coupon code that can get you
Yes.
discount.
Get your discount. Use the magic is real. It's just all one word. The magic is real. You'll get a discount on your level one.
Yeah. And so everything, like we said, everything QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. And then I have my book and course And I'll put the link below, but it's juliacannon.soulspeakofficial.com. But that's about understanding what the body is trying to tell you, or your house, or your car, or your all these things that are around us. They're reflecting us, our situation, our issues that we are wanting to work on. So
Absolutely.
everything there.
Yay. I think we did it. We made it.
I
Okay, you
think
guys, thank
so.
you so much.
Yeah.
And we will see you all next time.
Bye. Love you. Happy Valentine's
Bye.
Day. Happy Friday
Oh, yeah.
the
Happy Valentine's.
13th.